We are beginning tonight Shirin Simen Reish Ayin Gimel. We are up to Sif Dalad, page 104, top line. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Yochel Odom Lekadesh La'acherim Afal Pi She'eino Ochel Imohem. A very important halacha, that a person is able to make Kiddush for others even though he is not eating with them. Dilidetu Havei Mokom Suda. Because for the people who are going to eat there, it would be considered Kiddush for Mokom Suda. So even though for the one who's being Mekadesh, it's not Kiddush Mekom Suda, but he's able to make Kiddush for others, as long as for them it will be Kiddush Mekom Suda. The Afa God, the Birchas Hayayin, Eino Yochol Lohotzi Acherim, Eino Nene Imohem. Even though the general rule in Hilchos Brachos is that if I want to make a bracha, Boyer Piragafa, for someone else to drink, if I am not also drinking, I can't make a bracha for someone else to drink. Kevon Dahai Boyer Piragafa, who Chovel Lekiddush. Since in this case, we're talking about Kiddush Friday night, since I'm making a bracha of Boyer Pregofen, and then I'm making the bracha of the Kiddush, and therefore the Boyer Pregofen is considered part of the Chi of Kiddush, Kiddush Hayom Dami. It's considered like the regular Kiddush, the Yochol Lohotziyam Afal Pish Eino Nene, and therefore you could be motzi others even though you are not getting any Hana. So again, normally, if someone's drinking a can of soda, and they ask me to make the bracha for them, I can't make a shahakal for someone else to drink the soda. If we're both drinking soda, then I can make a shahakal for myself, and I can also cover him, but I can't just make it for him. So by wine, it's the same thing. I can't make a Boyer Pregofen for someone else. But says the Mechaber, since this is part of Kiddush, so the Boyer Pregofen is a chelik of the Kiddush, it's part of the mitzvah, therefore it goes against the rules of a regular Birchas Hanenin, and you can even make the bracha of Boyer Pregofen for someone else. The Rama writes, "Vafilu b'kiddush shel yom b'shachris b'shabbes mutar lasos kein." The Rama takes it even a step further. Not only Friday night, where it's part of the whole kiddush process, even on Shabbos day, where the whole kiddush is boyer piragafen, that's all it is. Even there, I can make the boyer piragafen for someone else, even though I am not partaking of the yayin. Then the Mechaber adds on this whole idea of making the bracha for someone else, v'hu she'enam yodim. So the Mechaber says that's only if they don't know how to make their own bracha. But we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah shortly that that's a machlokas, that's not so pashut. But that's what the Mechaber says. Then the Mechaber says, v'imadayin lo kiddush la'atzmo. If the person who is making kiddush for others did not yet make kiddush himself, yizar sholo yitom imohem. He has to make sure that he does not taste any of the wine with them. Sha'osir lo litom ad shi'kadesh b'mekom sudaso, because it is also for him to taste anything until he makes kiddush b'mekom suda. And since he's not planning on eating now, so this is not his kiddush b'mekom suda, he could make kiddush for others, but he cannot even take part of any wine, because for him, this is not considered kiddush b'mekom suda. Now let's begin the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tezayin, going on the first point the Mechaber said, which was that a person can make kiddush for others even though he's not eating with them. V'hu adin de leketanim mutar lekadesh af al pi she'eino ochel imohem. So too a person could make kiddush for young children even though he's not eating with them. Kedei lechanchem b'mitzvos, in order to train them in the mitzvah of kiddush. V'hu she'enam yodim lekadesh ba'atzmam. That's only assuming these ketanim are not able to make kiddush on their own. Kedei lekamei le'inyan gadol, like we will see shortly, or we just saw in the Mechaber, that the Mechaber holds by a gadol also, you can't make kiddush for them if you're not taking part in the kiddush, unless they don't know it. So here also, if you're doing it for ketanim, it's okay for chinuch purposes, as long as they can't make kiddush on their own. We said, even though you're not eating with them, sefkaton yodzayin, v'afilu im kvar yotza la'atzmo. So it's even if you were already yotze kiddush, still you can make kiddush for someone else, even though you are not taking part in this achila now. Now if you look at note number 19, I'm going to start from the second paragraph. V'im adayin eino chayiv b'kiddush. So here he discusses an interesting shaila where you're not even chayiv in kiddush yet. Kigon ha-mekadesh lo'odam shekibel olav Shabbos miplag ha-mincha. So one person made early Shabbos in the summer, and one person is making late Shabbos. Can the person who is making late Shabbos make kiddush before Shabbos for the one who was already mekabel Shabbos? So that case, so if you eino chay b'kiddush kigon ha-mekadesh lo'odam shekibel olav Shabbos miplag ha-mincha, the eitzal ha-mekadesh adayin hucho, the one making kiddush, it's still weekday, but the one who needs the kiddush already made Shabbos, histapek b'zeh ha-rekiv eger. V'nisha b'tzarech in, Rekiv Eger asked this question and leaves off b'tzarech in, interesting shayla, can he be motzi the other person in kiddush if he needs kiddush because for him it's Shabbos, but for you it's not yet Shabbos. The cost of Agon Rishlom was Amin Arbach. Shebishah Satchak, in a pressing situation, Efshar Lahakil Bazeh, you can make Kiddush for that person. Virak Ba'ofen Arai Uliyachidim. But just, once in a while, for one person, it shouldn't be a set thing. Ad Lechadchila Lo Yasakin. Lechadchila, you should not do this. Elo Odev Shamekade Shechavin Lekabel Olav Shabbos Bekiddush. The best is if he asks you to make Kiddush for him, and you are not Mekabel Shabbos yet, you should be Mekabel Shabbos in the Kiddush. So that way it's becoming Shabbos for you through the Kiddush, and then you can be Motzi him. Then he says, "Ba'ofen sheklal ein lo efsharus l'kabel olav Shabbos." If it's a scenario where you can't even have the option to be mekabel Shabbos, kagon shenimtza be'eretz rechoka, like you're in a faraway land, like one person is in America and the other person is in Eretz Yisrael, v'afim nomar she'efshel hotzi acher b'alidei telephone v'kadome. Let's assume that you can be motzi someone over the telephone, not so pasha. Let's assume you can. So someone in Eretz Yisrael wants me to make kiddush for him when I'm in America, but if I'm in America and it's not yet Shabbos. So yeah, the hours are off. So then, Rishon was Amin Orbach, right? Shevadai she'eno yochol lahotzi dechova acherim she'etzlam kvar Shabbos. Then it wouldn't work. In other words, only if it's shayach for you to be mekabel Shabbos now. So then it would work according to Rishon was Amin, even if you were not yet mekabel Shabbos, once in a while. The imgam etzlo Shabbos. If by you it's also Shabbos, elo she'eno yochol lechol, but for some reason you can't eat. For example, he didn't daven yet. So kosav shevadai sheyochol lahotzi acher, and then for sure he could be motzi others. Shere ein etzlo ikav machmas haShabbos, because nothing about Shabbos is holding you back. So if it's Shabbos for you, for sure you could be motzi others, even though you're not ready for the suda, you're not ready for kiddush, you didn't daven yet, but for sure you could be motzi him because it's already Shabbos for you. But Rekiv Eger Shailu was, if it's not yet Shabbos for you, Shlomo Zalman says that case would be okay. Let's go. Also after tefillah. Right, so the same idea that he's saying over here at the end, that if he didn't daven yet, so it'll be the same thing.
That would be the same thing as what?
That no, you don't have the chiyuv till you daven. So that's the case he's talking about in the brackets.
You wouldn't be able to. You would not be able
He's saying you would, yes, be able to. Since for you it's Shabbos, in the brackets, v'ingam etzlo Shabbos, elo she'eno yochol lechol, for you it's Shabbos, you just can't eat yet. Kigon shadayin lo espalo. For example, you didn't daven yet.
That's at night. You
didn't daven. I understand. Why would it be different Shabbos day?
You didn't chayiv in kiddush yet till after davening by Shabbos.
I don't know if it would be.
Shabbos makes you chayiv in
kiddush. I don't know if that matters. The point is that it's Shabbos. Once it's Shabbos for you, because the whole shiloh he's discussing here, it's not Shabbos for the Makadesh, then he's saying, but if it is Shabbos for you, just for some reason you can't eat, I don't think it would matter if it, we'll see. Let's go weiter. I don't think it would matter if it's Friday or Shabbos. It's the same svar would apply. Lamai said it is Shabbos for you, and therefore it would work. Says the Mishnah Berurah weiter, Sefkot on Yurches. Imohem, we said in the Mechaber that even though normally Birchas Hayayin, you can't be motzi others if you're not being nene with them. The Kaim Olam, because we hold Kol Birchas HaNenen, all Birchas HaNenen, any bracha that you make on food, Ein Odom Motzi Eschavero Imhu Asmo Eino Nene Oz. One person can't be motzi his friend in a bracha if the one who's making the bracha is not also getting the hana. Rak bedavar shuchov, unless it's something that's an absolute chiyuv, kigon kiddush v'kiyotze, but like kiddush or like matzah, then odo motzi chaveiro kemavura akol besimek kuf samach zayin sif yud tes and chav. Let's look over here at note number 20 and note number 21. In note 20, he writes, v'im einam yodim levarach ba'atzmon. Someone wants to eat an apple. He wants me to make ha'etz for him. I'm not taking part of the apple. So he said, I can't make the ha'etz for him if I'm not taking part of the apple. But if he doesn't have to make a bracha himself, the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, so you should follow after me, word for word. I can't make the bracha for him, but I can help him out with the bracha. And then Mishabur there explains, it would not be considered a bracha levatala for me to say it with him following me, even though only he's eating. Since you're being mechanech him, you're training him how to make a bracha, it would not be a bracha levatala to say the bracha and have him follow you after word for word. Note 21 says, Ubetama dover bir sham. The reason why you can't be motzi someone else in a birchas hanenin if you're not taking part of the hana, we explained earlier, sham mitzvos hein chov al ha'odom. The chilah between birchas hanenin and birchas hamitzvah, which we discussed way back when, is that mitzvos which are a chov on a person, the chol Yisrael arevim zebazeh, all of Klai Yisrael is responsible for each other when it comes to mitzvos. Uke shechaveru lo yotze yidei chavosu b'mitzvah. If your friend was not yet Yotzei his chiyuv in the mitzvah, nechshav sha'af hulo yotzei dechavaso. So it's considered that I was not Yotzei my chiyuv, because I'm responsible for him as well. V'lochein yochol lotzio, therefore you can make the bracha for him. Aval brichas hanenem, but when it comes to a bracha on food, av sheim rotzei lehonos chai bevracha, even though if he wants to take part of the hanah, he needs the bracha, mikomokom biyodo shelo lehonos v'lo yechai v'lavarech. But if he wants, he can skip the apple and skip the bracha. He doesn't have to make the ha'etz. Only because he wants the apple. Don't eat the apple. Don't make the ha'etz. Lefikach eino nechshav mechuyav bebracha. Therefore, my friend is not considered mechuyav in the bracha. Velochein acher she'eino nena eino yochol lotzio bebrachaso. Therefore, someone else who's not taking part of the nal can't be motzi him. So again, if my friend needs a brichas ha'mitzvah, so then I can make the bracha for him, because the fact that he needs the mitzvah, he needs the brichas ha'mitzvah, so I need it also, so I can do it for him. But the brichas ha'nenen, there we say, don't get the hanah, and don't need the bracha, and therefore, someone who's not taking part of the hanah cannot make the bracha for another person. So the Mechaber said over here, that even though in general, when it comes to a bracha on wine, you can't be motzi your friend if you're not taking part of the hanah, you're not drinking the wine. But over here, since this bar pragofen is a chiyav of kiddush, so it's like the kiddush hayom, and you can't be motzi your friend even though you're not being nene. On that, the Rama said, even kiddush Shabbos day would be the same thing. So says the Mishnah Berura in Sifkot and Yutes. Ratzel Omer means to say, af d'shom kol ha-kiddush u'rak b'rei pragof and levad. It's a big kiddush the Rama is telling us. Even though Shabbos day, the entire kiddush is just the bracha of b'rei pragofem, mikom makom, still, keivon dehi mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah to say kiddush on Shabbos day, v'ikaro nitkan shelo b'shvil hanah, and the ikar takona of making kiddush on Shabbos day is not because of the hanah of the ayin, elo mitzvah alav kishar mitzvos. Rather, it's a mitzvah to make kiddush Shabbos day, Mishum hachi motzi acherim afal pishen eino nene. Therefore, you could be motzi others even though you're not getting the hanah. Kikidish alayla. So the Rama says there's no difference between Shabbos day and Friday night, even though Friday night is part of a whole other kiddish process, and Shabbos day is just the bracha. Lemaisa, just the bracha of Bar Ragofen is the mitzvah, and therefore it works Shabbos day as well. And then the Mishnah Berura says, "V'lo dami lebirchas hamotzi shel Shabbos." And the bracha of Bar Ragofen alone on Shabbos morning is not the same as the bracha of Hamotzi on Shabbos shall call Hashalosh Sudos, of all three Sudos, De'eno Motzi im eino ochal imahem. By the three Sudos, I can't make a Hamotzi for someone else if I'm not taking part of the challah. I can't do it. But Yayin, I could do it, but Hamotzi, you can't do it. What's the difference? Sha'av Sheim Chov, even though eating is a chiyuv, ein ha'chov olav mishum mitzvah. The chiyuv is not on him because of the mitzvah. Elo kedei she'yehone mi'su'uda Shabbos. It's only so he should get hanah from the Suda of Shabbos. The ein la mitzvah atzma chov. And the mitzvah itself is not a chov. Deho imu nene mimashe misane. Because if you would get pleasure from fasting, ein tzarech lechol. In other words, the chiyuv is not to eat the Suda. The chiyuv is to have onek Shabbos. So if your onek Shabbos is to eat, which it usually is, so you have a chiyuv to eat. But if your onek Shabbos is to not eat, because your stomach's bothering you, so your onek Shabbos is not to eat, so then you don't have a chiyuv to eat. So it's not an absolute chiyuv. And therefore, even though by Bar Pragofen you can be motzi others, even though you're not taking part, that's because it's an absolute chiyuv to have kiddush both Friday night and Shabbos day. But hamotzi is not an absolute chiyuv. The chiyuv is an onek Shabbos. But onek Shabbos, you can go two ways. You could have a suda, you cannot have a suda. And therefore, you can't be motzi your friend in the hamotzi unless you're taking part of it. Al Kain says in Mishabura, therefore, ein motzi acherim im eino ochal imahem. Therefore, you cannot be motzi others if you're not eating with them. And then he says, the imkiddish ala pas. But as we learned previously, you could make kiddish on bread. If you made the kiddish on bread, oz motzi gam bebirchas hamotzi. Then not only can be motzi others in the bracha of kiddush, you could also be motzi the others in the bracha of hamotzi. Dahai birchas hamotzi kebirchas boi pragofen lekiddush hayayin damya. Then the bracha of hamotzi takes the place of the yayin, and it'll be okay. And the other case that we say such an example is Seder night, where there's a chiyuv, absolute chiyuv to have the matzah. So not only can you be motzi someone else in the bracha of alachilas matzah, you could also be motzi in the bracha of hamotzi, because just like kiddush, that the bracha of the yayin comes along with the bracha on the kiddush, so too there, the bracha on the bread comes along with the bracha of the mitzvah. There's a very, very interesting note over here, very important note, and very interesting machlokas. Note number 22. So it's going back on that which we said in the Mishnah Berura in the beginning. The first few lines we said in the Mishnah Berura, even though Shabbos day, the whole kiddush is only boi pragofen, mikomakom kevan di mitzvah. Since the kiddush Shabbos day is a mitzvah, And the ikaro nitkan shelo bishvil hana elo mitzvah alav kishar mitzvos. It's a regular mitzvah, the Kiddush Shabbos day. It wasn't established for hana, it was established for a mitzvah. So says note 22, mavur, it's clear, she'ein bracha zu birchas hanenin elo birchas hamitzvos. It's clear from the Mishabura that the bar pragafen you're making on Shabbos day is not considered a birchas hanenin, because then you wouldn't be able to motzi others if you're not taking part of the hana. Rather, it has a din of a birchas hamitzvos. Umitam ze das a chazanish, and because of that, the chazanish says she'ein tzrichim hashomim lito me'ayayin shel kiddush. If you're listening to the kiddush on Shabbos day, you do not have to take part in the yayin of the kiddush. V'day bekach she'im yicholim lishtos mimenu. It's enough that you could potentially drink from the wine, but you don't take part in the wine. It's not a birchas hanenin; it's a birchas hamitzvah, and therefore you yotzi the mitzvah shomei ka'ona. You don't actually have to take part in the wine. Me'idoch, on the other hand, famous brisker Rav. The opinion of the Brisker Rav, Shebekiddush Hayom Al Kol Echon Me'am Mesubin Lito Me'a Koshal Kiddush. The Brisker Rav holds that everyone has to take part of the Yayin on Shabbos day. Ubir B'tshuvas Van Hogos. Rav Sternbuch explains, Shekevon Shebekiddush Hayom Mevorachin Rak Birchas Boer Pragofen. Since on Shabbos day the whole Kiddush is only the Bracha Boer Pragofen, Harehi Begeder Birchas Hanenin Bavad. He says, unlike the Diyuk in the Mishnah Berurah, that is purely a Birchas Hanenin. Then ein ha-mesubim to'amin, and if the people who are sitting around don't taste the yayin, ein ha-nechsheves bracha l'gabeyim. The bracha has no shaykhis to them. I can't hear someone else making a brachas anenin and be yotze with them. A brachas anenin is on a hana, so I have to have the hana as well. Ve'akiddush ein ha-mesyachis aleyim. And therefore, if you don't take part in the wine, the kiddush is not connected to you. And therefore, it won't work. V'hosef shom shehagriz noag kein mishum shehichmir lachshol shlishitas harishonim shebirchas ayayim b'kiddush hayom hebirchas hanenin. So he adds on that the Brisker Rav again is choshesh for the shitas that say the brachas, the birchas hanenin, and therefore you absolutely have to take part in the wine. Achein bir hagriz, however, the Brisker Rav explains, she'af in birchas ayayim b'kiddush hayom hebirchas hanenin. Even if it's true that the birchas ayayim on Shabbos day is considered birchas hanenin, and therefore everyone that's there must drink from it, Biyasoda, mikomokom dina gamkein pebirchas hamitzvos. It still gets the din of birchas hamitzvos. Kevon shein nitzreches mishum mitzvos hayom, since it's required for the mitzvah of the day. V'lochein yochol odom she'eno toem miyayin hakiddush lekadesh avur acherim k'mavur b'mishnebur kam. Therefore, if the mekadesh is not drinking any wine, it would be okay. So in other words, he takes both sides. On the one hand, the Brisker Rav holds, like we're saying over here, that if the Mekadesh is not drinking any wine, he can be motzi others, like a Birchas HaMitzvah, that you could help someone else be yotze, even though you're not taking part in the Hana. But on the other hand, he holds the Birchas HaNen and Lagabe the others, that if they want to be yotze their Kiddush and they want the Bracha to connect to them, they have to drink the wine. So he takes these two sides. On the one hand, the Mekadesh doesn't have to drink, but anyone who wants to be yotze with the Kiddush does have to drink. That is this Brisker Rav. Now let's see one more note over here, note number 23. That's going on that which we said in the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, since it's like a mitzvah, so you can emotzi others even though you're not getting the hana on Shabbos morning Kiddush. Says note 23, V'kevan shu eino yotze imoa miyidei chova, since you're not being yotze your chiv of Kiddush with the shomim, V'oser lo lito mikosa kiddush, and therefore you can't drink from the coast of Kiddush, like we saw in the Mechaber later. V'lochein heim chayovim lishtos imenu. Therefore, someone else has to take part in the yayin. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, Shelashem kach dai she'echa me'a mesubin yishtem me'a kos ayidei birchas ha-mekadesh. It's enough that one person, based on the bracha of the mekadesh, will drink the wine. V'hashar reshoyim levarech ba'atzman. The rest of the people can make their own bracha if they want. They don't have to be yotzei with the bracha of the mekadesh, but someone has to, otherwise the bracha is not a bracha. So if he's making a bracha for everyone else, and he's not taking part of the wine, so someone has to rely on his bracha and drink the wine. Everyone else, if they choose to make their own bracha, they can, but one person at least has to do that. If this person making kiddush for the others, who's not taking part in the coast, hivsik bedivur kodem shiishu hamesubim, so he makes kiddush for everyone that's there, and then he starts talking before anyone drinks from it. Rishon Zalman Orbach says, shemikomokom yotzim hamesubim bebirchaso. It's still okay. As long as the one who's drinking doesn't speak, it's okay even if the one who made the kiddush did speak. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah now and finish up. We're up to Sifkato and Chaf. Sifkaton Chaf is the qualification the Mechaber said after he says that a person can make Kiddush for others even though the Mekadesh is not taking part in the wine. As long as for them they're taking part of the wine, it's going to be Kiddush Malkan Suda for them. But he said that's only v'hu she'enam yodim, only if they don't know how to make their own Kiddush. So says the Mishabura, dim yodim l'kadesh ba'atzman. Because if these shomim know how to make Kiddush themselves, eino yachol lahotziam b'kiddush shelo. He can't be motzi them in his Kiddush, im eino yotze oz ba'atzmo ba'kiddush. If he's not also being yotze in the Kiddush, he can't be motzi them. So if he's being Yotze and they're being Yotze, then he can be Motzi them. But if it's just for them, and they know how to make their own Kiddush, then he can't do it for them, they have to do it themselves. However, v'aprichadosh v'simin tof kuv pehei cholik. The prichadosh argues with this, v'svirulei, and he holds, the v'chol gavni yuchol lotziam. In all cases, the Mekadosh can be Motzi others, even if they know how to make Kiddush, and he's not taking part in the Kiddush, he still could be Motzi the Shomim. Ubesefer Artos Achayim Simin Ches Masik. The Artos Achayim comes out of Maskona Gam Kain De Medina Yochel Hotzi B'chol Gavni. He agrees with the Prichadosh that Mikra Din, you could be Motzi others in all cases, even if they know the Bracha, even if the Mekadesh is not taking part of the wine. Alechatchila HaMitzvah Sheikadesh Ba'atzmo Kevan Shubaki. But Lamaisa, there is a special mitzvah l'chachila that if he's a baki, he knows how to make Kiddush, he should make Kiddush on his own. The gam chaveru ha-metzio eino yotzi ato be'akiddush. Specifically in this case, where the one who's making the Kiddush is not even being yotzi with the Kiddush, and the listener knows how to make his own Kiddush, so l'chachila certainly will be better for him to make his own Kiddush and not to be yotzi with the Mekadesh. And then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, V'isha almana she'eino yodas ba'atzma ich l'kaddish. A woman who's an almana, and she lives by herself, and she doesn't know how to make Kiddush, so lo tucha likones b'bayis acher l'shmua Kiddush. She can't go to her next door neighbor's house to listen to the Kiddush over there, and then go home and eat. Kevan she'eino so edesh shom klal. Since she's not eating there, that would be a chisaron in Kiddush makom suda. If she's eating in her house, she can't go next door to hear his Kiddush, and then go back home. Rather, what should they do? Elo yikones acher lebeisa lekadesh lefaneha. Rather, the person from next door should come to her house and make kiddush in front of her for her. Umahani zeh, that helps. Afshu eno yotze ato ba kiddush. Even though he's not being yotze with the kiddush. So here's it's all halacha maisa, but a very practical case. A woman who's almana living by herself. She has a family next door, and she wants to hear Kiddush Friday night. She doesn't have to make Kiddush. She should not go next door and hear the Kiddush from him, and then go back home. That would be a lacking in Kiddush Malkan Suda. You can't go, even if you have in mind, as we learned yesterday, you can't go back from one bias to another bias. Only mecheder lecheder, or from one floor to another floor within the same house. But from one house to another, you can't do that. So she can't go next door to hear Kiddush and then go home and eat. That wouldn't be good. Of course, if she would wash there, there is a way to work it out. But if she's just hearing Kiddush and then going home, that would not work. Rather, what would work is the Baal Bayis from next door, even after he made Kiddush, before he made Kiddush, irrelevant, based on everything we learned over here, he can go next door to the Almana, make Kiddush for her, not take part of the wine, make Kiddush for her, she'll drink the wine, she's Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, he's not Yotze anything, he goes home and now makes Kiddush for his family, or if he made it before, either way, that would be the way to go, so he should come to her house, she shouldn't go to their house. Of course, if she went to their house and she washed there, she ate a kazayas and mazonos, and then she went home and washed, then she was ready, yotze, her kiddush makom suda, as we'll see tomorrow, and then she can go home and have her suda, and that would be okay. But we'll stop here, and we'll continue tomorrow, in Mirtz Hashem, with Siv Hei.